Deborah moved to Charlottesville in 1995.
Okay, I have a visual aid for my story, which maybe we could turn the lights off a little so we can see. It is a broken chair. I will just move it out of the way. So I will just preface the story about how the theme of tonight's evening, It's a Wonderful Life, Where Is It? And it's a story of personal miracles. And this story has a triple play of miracles. And this happened in December 2006 on a night kind of like this, a dark night, a snowy, icy night. And this is a picture of my house. And just to show you, I live at the end of a T intersection. So basically you come down the street and you can either turn left or right. And this is actually my car, and it was parked in that exact spot on this particular night. So now if you'll go to the next slide, you can see what I see, okay? So I'm coming home from a meeting, it's 9 o'clock, I pull up in front of my house, park the car. My friend Jack is in the car right behind me, and he pulls up right behind me. So I'm in the car, and I'm listening to a little something on the radio. And I'm about to get out of the car, and I guess I should turn this way. And I have the door open, and I'm about to get out when I look up, and I see a car coming down the street. And since it's a T, and the person can only turn left or right, it's kind of narrow, so I'm sitting there waiting to see what they're going to do. When at that moment, I see another car coming down the street, kind of parallel, which is kind of weird, because the street is kind of narrow. And I think, So that's when time starts slowing down, and I think, I don't think that car is going to stop. I think that car is going to come crashing into me. And I think, I'm safer in my car. So I start to close the door and move over to the passenger seat when I hear very clearly in my head my dad yelling at me, get out of the car, get out of the car. But actually, he's screaming, Deborah Ruth, get out of the goddamn car. And when my dad is raising his voice and calling me by both my names and using a cuss word, immediate and total obedience is the only option. So I open the door, get out of the car, I jump to the side, and the car comes and crashes right into the driver's side door of my car. We look up, and there's nobody in the car. It's empty. So I'm like this, and Jack's out of the car, and the women who were in the little truck, they get out of the car. We're having this like, what the fuck moment, when my next door neighbor, Hunter, comes out of the house because he's heard the giant crash. And he surveys the situation, and he says, isn't that Corey's car? Like, what? And sure enough, up the street over here is Corey's car, and he has not practiced the fundamentals of downhill parking. And at that particular moment, for some reason, his car had come disengaged and come barreling down the hill, unattended. So here's the triple play of miracles, and I'll give you a little close-up view of what was going on here. So here's the first miracle. 99.9% of the time, I park my car right here, one car length up, because everybody on my street has their own parking space, right? Kind of, you know, it's like an unspoken rule. And some douchebag was parked in my space that night. So I had to park one car length behind. Now, if I hadn't been parked there, or it had been like 5 minutes later, Corey's car would have come barreling down the street, hit this column. Who knows, would have been damaged to my 100-year-old front porch and crashed into my house. The second miracle is if I had been standing in front of my car, his car would have probably hit me and crushed my pelvis, possibly my spine, and I might have been here in my wheelchair. And the third miracle is that my dad had died 6 days before. And I believe that he saved me that night, and I never believed in any of that stuff before, and now I totally do.
You sat through all of it. Thank you. Yay! That's our entire lineup. Just want to remind you folks that we are having a little get-together at West Main, which is just a few doors down after this, so come by, grab some drinks with us. That would be great. We want to thank Ryan again from Random Real Books. Look at his books. He has a very nice collection. Buy some books. He would love that. Greg Sloan again for sound. Rachel, Miss Rachel for the cupcakes. Thank you, Rachel. And Lane. Yes, Lane. All of you for coming, all of our wonderful storytellers. You made this a success again. So here, I guess Lauren has something to say.
Yeah. I want to thank everybody for donating. And also, I apologize if you left and came back and I asked you for money again. I'm horrible with faces and names. I'm really sorry. I'm not an asshole. I just wanted to apologize if that happened to anyone. So thank you so much for giving us money. We really appreciate it.
All right. Hello? Okay. Before everybody leaves, remember, next month's theme is
overworked and underpaid.
So you have stories that you want to tell that you know you want to tell now. Go ahead and sign up at the back table and put a star by your name.
Come find one of us.
Thank you.